Ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for! It's time for the global sensation, the one, the only, the undisputed heavyweight podcast in the world, the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.
Welcome wherever you are in the world today, and welcome to week four of the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. My name is Paul Kramer, your host, and let's have a look at what's making news around the globe today. Justin Brown, a PhD candidate at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand, has just released a paper on post-tension C-shaped CLT core walls, mainly using screw connections, which was designed and tested under unidirectional and bidirectional cyclic loading. The unbonded post-tensioning technology provides strong and stiff core wall base connections with recentering capabilities and only small residual displacements. The experimental test results confirmed that significant system strength and stiffness and durability and ductility capacities can be achieved using post-tension C-shape CLT core wall systems. For more information, visit www.press-lam.com. Justin, fantastic work, mate. I've been following your work over a long period of time. The work that you and Ming Hao are doing, your supervisor at the university, please keep it up, mate. And we look forward to seeing some more outputs from your university. In news now from Russia, Sergey from Metaform in Moscow is our social media collaborator of the week, and he brings us the best post on our social media feeds this week. He asks four questions. The first question was, could you share your experience and expert opinion on the use of thermo wood on the surface of CLT laminating panels? The second one was, have you met anyone who has protected the surface of the panels and used CLT on the facade? Third one was, are Japanese technologies, the ancient technologies of building multi-story buildings, are those treatments such as fire charring and application of lacquer suitable for CLT? And the last one, what do you think the best way is to create natural wood CLT panels for multi-story building facades? So thank you, Sergey, for those. Let's go through each one of these one by one. Experiences in terms of thermo wood or thermally modified material used in CLT. Yes, have completed a project using thermally modified wood as a CLT layup. In fact, it sits in the South Island of New Zealand in a place called Nelson and was used as a fence system. We routed the company name, I was working with XLAM at the time, into the wall system, and it withstood at least two winters of normal conditions of New Zealand winter. Didn't show any signs of decay, and in fact the native ivy that was growing around the area was growing over the entire panel, which was a fantastic response to see that something that was thermally modified and had an adhesive was not conducive to limiting the natural life in the area from growing on the panel itself. I guess for testing purposes only, we did a real-time exposure for the panel. There were some significant aspects to the way that we put the panel together which would need to be considered if it was to become commercial, and that would be adhesion testing. So that's a delam slash shear test, the type of glue and adhesive would need to be suitable for the timber and how it was transformed, whether it be thermo wood or some other wood type, and then how the lamella would actually adhere to each other in the layup. So yes, in a practical sense it works, however it's not been sold or installed on a commercial project to my knowledge to date. Second question was, has anyone protected the surface of CLT panels for a facade? My response to that is that no, not commercially. I guess the liability is the uncertainty of not having a accelerated weather test for such solutions would make a very, very risky proposition. So the tests simply cannot replicate what actually happens in real life from a degradation perspective. So I would suggest that you will find it difficult to see someone getting that up, but I hope someone does try that. If anyone is thinking about doing it, I'd be very, very happy to be involved. The use of some Japanese ancient techniques in treating wood for, say, multi-story buildings, again, specifically for a facade system using CLT. Of course, the advantage of using a facade system in CLT means your superstructure can effectively become your facade or cladding system as well. So the advantages of installing one panel that could do the exterior and the interior of the building would be significantly greater than doing a traditional build, which is a superstructure plus lining plus cladding on the outside. At Melbourne University, I've had a couple of students look at lessons from the past to reflect upon mass timber in the future, and these have explored different techniques. There is a fire station in Oregon that has been heated and charred, and the external walls of that building have been using traditional fire techniques to give it a robustness. However, my understanding is that that part of the building is not structural, and therefore it is a protective coating, so the superstructure is not the same as the cladding and facade. And finally, his next question is, what do you think is the best way to create a natural wood CLT panel for multi-story building facades? I would suggest that the most efficacious way to do that would be to use a veneer of robust timber, a hardwood that's able to withstand the elements. And some of those species might include some oaks, some cypress, etc. I wouldn't be using spruce or pine or a fir tree. These softwood materials don't have the natural durability, and so therefore I would be looking at something that's a little bit more exotic. Please be mindful that not all of the more traditional hardwood timbers come in plantations, and so you'd be looking to responsibly source that hardwood timber to put it into your project. Thank you very much for your questions, Sergey. Very, very interesting questions. I could not post this on LinkedIn because it wouldn't give me space to respond. However, it's in the podcast now. If anyone wants further information on the innovations within, please give me an email at masstimberpodcast@gmail.com, masstimberpodcast@gmail.com. In further news, Sam Hart, the Innovation Manager at Construction Scotland Innovation Centre, has discussed the future of mass timber in Scotland, commenting on the great deal of planning that's gone into developing a sustainably managed set of forests and woodlands in Scotland. Land now just covers around 5% at the beginning of the 20th century and has increased to 19%, which is a total of 1.6 million hectares. They're looking at a project to manufacture the first Scottish-sourced cross-laminated timber and nail-laminated timber for housing units in the UK, and they have the UK's only vacuum press at the Construction Scotland Innovation Factory. They will then develop a project, which is a show home that will be presented at the COP26 United Nations Conference on Climate Change in Glasgow later this year. So we wish them the world of good. And we hope that project becomes very, very successful because it would be a fantastic contribution to mass timber in Europe. In other news, neighbouring Ireland, there's a consortium headed up by the Timber Engineering Research Group at NUI Galway University, and they're looking at suitable products in Irish timber for mass timber construction. The team at NUI won an award, the Wood Awards Ireland 2020 award, for their study, which established the viability of using C16 grade spruce to produce structural CLT panels. The study examined suitable adhesives and load capacity of the CLT flooring system and is a fantastic achievement for the Irish. Well done to the team there. In Grapevine News, I have it on good authority that some conversations, very, very serious conversations, are occurring in Ireland at the moment to look at the viability of a commercial operation. So watch this space. It's great to see Scotland and Ireland both getting on the front foot with mass timber. So that's all the latest news from around the world this week. Stay tuned next week for another update. Just remember, if you are looking for global audience and you are looking for sponsorship proposals throughout the year, we do spot advertising and we have foundation partners prospectus. If you have any Grapevine news, please shoot it through to me, masstimberpodcast@gmail.com, masstimberpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, comment of the week. Engage with us on social media. We will read your name out on air and we will put forward your comments. We thank Sergey for this week and Christopher Flannery for last week. Let's see who it'll be in the next week's edition. Take care, everyone. I'm Paul Kramer. This is the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. Have a fantastic week. Till next time.